sleigh bells ring. Are you listening?
So the initial vaccine sites in the continental United States are Darnall Army Medical Center, Fort Hood, Texas, Wilford Hall, Joint Base San Antonio, Texas, Naval Medical Center, San Diego, and the Naval Hospital, Camp Pendleton, which will get its distribution from San Diego, Naval Hospital, Pensacola, Pensacola, Florida, and the Army Forces Retirement Home, Gulfport, which will be administered from Pensacola.
Boy, I'll tell you, when I heard Tom McCaffrey, was it last week, making this announcement, he's the Assistant Secretary of Defense for Health Affairs at the Pentagon Press Conference, talking about distribution of the vaccine through the military. I'll tell you, it was big news, definitely big news. Joining us now, we have Commander Jonathan Elliott. He is the Public Health Emergency Officer and the Medical Director for Immunizations at the Naval Hospital, Pensacola. Commander Elliott, welcome to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Hey, good morning. Thanks so much for having me on. And I really appreciate you sharing this exciting time with us.
Absolutely. We love to hear what's going on at our Navy facility. So my first question for you is, how did it feel when you first heard that Naval Hospital Pensacola was on the list of first recipients?
Well, we've been hopeful for quite some time, and we've been making preparations, hoping that knowing good and well that the vaccine would come eventually. I'm not sure if we would be on that front line necessarily of receiving it. So the preparations have really been a long time coming, and it's truly exciting to know that we can now move forward from where we were.
You know, I got to ask this question just because it when I heard this announcement, it triggered something in my brain. We had talked to General Place, who is the head of the Defense Health Agency, when he was in town back in September, and it made me think, were they already thinking about this back then? Because, you know, the military does plan for a bit. Was this something that had already come up as a possibility back then?
Always considering the possibility, but not directly, no.
Okay.
I think those plans have been in the works for a long time, deciding who would be the right place to start based on the supplies that were available. A lot of the considerations that came into play there as well were what facilities have well-established supply lines,
right.
What facilities have the appropriate ultra-low freezing possibilities, also what facilities serve populations that would be sort of on that frontline medical and first responder tier for administration of the first wave of the vaccine.
It's good to have.
Yes, these plans have been in the works for quite some time, but as far as when we knew we'd get it, well, that came really recently.
Well, it's obviously good to have all that infrastructure in place so that you can be one of the first recipients. And you guys are kind of being considered like the test program. These first 16 facilities are like the test to make sure, just like they're testing with the five hospitals across Florida to make sure. So how is it going? I think I read, and you correct me if I'm wrong, that you didn't actually do vaccines yesterday when you got the doses in, but that you are planning to start doing them today. Is that right?
That's correct. And I think a test facility is a good way to put it. So we will be administering the vaccine to those first line medical and first responders, and then we'll serve as a guide for other facilities as the subsequent waves come through so they can look and see how we did things and make sure that we're using this resource responsibly and safely.
Are you able to say either how many doses you have, or, I mean, I don't know what kind of details you are and are not allowed to disclose, and obviously if you can't tell me, that's fine, but are you able to say how many? Because I thought it was 44,000 across the 16 facilities. Do we know how many you guys got?
I can speak to that somewhat, not as far as specific numbers, but it's scalable.
Okay.
To what patient population we have here that fall into those CDC and Health and Human Services guidelines for who gets them first. And so we got them in a scale that's appropriate to the first-line medical that we serve and the first responders that we serve. But those supplies are finite, and that's all the way across the nation. And we are just one piece in that whole of nation response to the pandemic.
Now, if these vaccinations start today, I mean, I just genuinely have no idea. Is this something where you're gonna be done putting shots in arms this afternoon? It's gonna take you a couple of days. What is the plan right now?
Well, the plan is to get the information out as best we can. It is still a voluntary vaccine, still on emergency use authorization. So the best thing that we can hope for is those eligible individuals. We'll provide them with the appropriate information, and they'll make an informed decision whether or not the vaccine is right for them. And then we also have to consider the holidays. We're working around people's holiday plans to make sure that we can get them the vaccine as soon as possible. But we will probably be giving vaccine after the holidays as well, so we just have to capture them. And they're very much still doing their job, so we have to capture them in their job.
Right, and since this is a now and 21 days later, I mean, that obviously creates some additional challenges. Have you seen yet any indication that people are, you know, again, frontline healthcare workers and, as you said, first responders, have you seen any indication that naval personnel are reluctant at all or anybody's saying no yet? Because I know that had been one of the big concerns is that some people are going to say no, and since it is voluntary, they're offered the ability to do that.
Right. It's like with so many other things, you have your real early adopters and then sort of your early majority and then the folks that want to make sure everything goes well thereafter. I think this is no exception to that. The best thing that we can hope for is that people see where the pandemic's been going. They see the burden of illness throughout the country. And then when they read how safe and how effective this vaccine is, when we share that information, hopefully they will decide to get the vaccine.
And I know one of the things that some of the healthcare professionals have been mentioning quite a bit, and it's still important to reiterate, is this is not going to be the first time Naval Hospital Pensacola does vaccinations, right? I mean, you know, you have these facilities and you have the staff because this is not a new thing. It's not going to be like the first time you guys are administering vaccines, right?
Oh, that's absolutely correct. This is part of our everyday life. Obviously, this vaccine carries a historic significance that we're very excited to be a part of, but yes, this falls very much into the policies that we already have in place with so many other vaccines that we administer.
One of the questions I think that had come up was, you know, obviously you mentioned frontline healthcare staff and also first responders, people who are most likely to be vulnerable to contracting the disease. I had heard the Pentagon last week also talking about long-term care residents within military jurisdiction. I'll be honest, I don't know if that applies to us, but are they also a population that this first round is going to be used for here?
Yes. So the Centers for Disease Control laid out their data-driven plan on the phases as they should roll out. And the very first population that they felt would be the most effective, to have the most effective effect with our resources was those first-line medical, first responders, and then those long-term health care facilities. So the Air Force has one that's nearby that will also be served by this first wave of vaccination.
Is that the one in Alabama that he was mentioning? It wasn't one that was familiar to me. That's why I ask.
This one is served by Keesler Air Force Base, and I can't speak too much to how they will manage that, but
sure.
I do know that they are part of this first wave of vaccination.
Well, it's awesome, man. I'm really excited. Commander Jonathan Elliott, he is the Public Health Emergency Officer and the Medical Director for Immunization at the Naval Hospital Pensacola. Commander, is there anything that I failed to ask that you want to make sure to tell people? I may not know the right question, but you have all the right information.
No, this is great, and I'm glad to get this information out. I think the one point that I want to make sure is clear is this vaccination is very safe, very effective, and will be very powerful in this whole nation response to the pandemic. However, it will take some time to get out, and it is just one piece of the larger puzzle. So the things that we know will work are still the masking, the physical distancing, the limiting group sizes, the minimizing unnecessary travel. Those are the things that have been very effective in stopping this vaccine. It's stopping the coronavirus from spreading further. And here in the hospital, we'll continue to do those things because it is our responsibility to make sure that we provide a safe place for people to work, a healthy place for those who entrust us with their health care, and to make sure that our primary mission of supporting the warfighter in their medical readiness, that we can continue to do that. And then we will continue to roll out the vaccine as it continues to come available and hope that we can put an end to the pandemic in this nation.
Absolutely. And one just quick last question, and you may not know the answer yet, but with the Moderna vaccine expected to be approved this week, and I know there have been some discussion about maybe you don't send the Moderna to the same places you send the Pfizer to, do you guys know yet whether you're scheduled to receive any of the Moderna vaccine if it becomes available?
All great questions that we're very excited to work out, and we're working on those now.
Okay.
But you hit the nail right on the head. There's different logistic requirements for the Moderna than there is for the Pfizer, and we were specifically chosen for the Pfizer because of our capability to maintain that here, and we're looking at what facilities then can manage the Moderna, and so much more to come.
Outstanding.
Information is moving very fast as we're rolling this out.
Well, I very much appreciate that, and I know you guys want to be able to tell as much as you can tell, but you want to make sure to put out good information as well, and I know it's all heavily in flux, so I really appreciate the time. Again, Commander Jonathan Elliott, thank you so much for serving our military community. Thanks for spending some time with us this morning. I really appreciate it.
Oh, you're most welcome. It's very much my honor. Thanks for having me on.